your news talk and sports station. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
It's 5:17 here at WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. My guest tonight is Mike Howard. Mike's the Director of Operations for the Galesburg Hospital Ambulance Service, GHAS, as some call it. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Knoxville Fire Protection District and EMS services. So, Mike, thank you for waiting in the wings, and I appreciate you coming in here tonight.
Sure. Thanks so for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you I think, actually belong, I think, to the volunteer department there at Knoxville, right?
I do, yes. Mm-hmm.
So tell us what the district is looking to do right now.
Well, what we're looking to do, or the district is looking to do, is start up a formerly known as first responders. It's currently called Emergency Medical Responder. Basically, what that does is starts medical care before the ambulance can get there. You see this a lot in rural areas. You know, where the ambulance may have, you know, a 10 to 15 to 20, sometimes 30-minute response time. So what this does is it allows them to start the medical care prior to the ambulance getting there.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know, like at Galesburg, the fire department will, when you dial maybe 911, the fire department comes, the ambulance may come, depending on, those fellas are all EMS trained then?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
So that's what you're looking maybe to provide for the volunteers
here? Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What's the cost of that type of training, Mike?
Well, it's...
And the length?
I can tell you the length. It's a 48-hour course. And currently we're going to run it on Monday and Wednesdays from 5:30 to 9:30. So it's each night's 4 hours for a few weeks. The cost can vary. It's a lot easier to do it this way. We're going to actually have the course at the fire station in Knoxville. I will be doing a lot of the instruction, and we have some other ones, so that keeps costs down.
Yeah.
If you run it through a like college
a
provider, sometimes it's a little more expensive. Then you always have your startup costs initially of, you know, the medical equipment that you have to buy, you know, things like that. So it can be costly. I don't know an exact number, but. Mm-hmm. It can multiple thousands.
Yeah, well, that was my next question. I thought, well, if you train them, then obviously there's got to be equipment. Short of an ambulance coming, they've got to have the gear. So an EMS training would provide them the knowledge of what could they do on the scene of an accident, Mike?
With emergency medical, there's multiple levels of EMS. You Sure. have emergency medical responder, EMT basic. You have an intermediate, and then you have paramedics. With this level of emergency medical responders, of course, it'll be CPR. It's basic. CPR, the use of an automated external defibrillator, splinting, bleeding control, you know, many other things like that. You know, and the ultimate goal is to save time, time which hopefully will save lives. So.
But they would have to buy those external.
That's where we go. And those defibrillators, you know, they can range anywhere from, $500 for a refurbed one up to $2,500 to $3,000.
Wow.
So it's not a cheap venture.
No, aren't some establishments are required to carry those now too?
There's a lot of places, malls, you see them, airports, schools.
Yeah.
Places like that. So there's a lot more places that are carrying those for sure.
Yeah. So right now you're just looking to get what? Some response, if you will, if people are interested. Do they have to be a firefighter
it's a good question. It's kind of twofold. We want to get the word out, number one, that this is what we're doing. And yes, we're always looking for volunteers, whether it's, fire, EMS. I think we're going to be, if you decide, one wants to do this, it'd be part of the fire department as well.
Right, because they would be the ones leaving and responding to a situation.
Correct.
Yeah. The Knoxville Fire Protection District, what does that encompass, Mike?
That encompasses Knoxville, Appleton, and Gilson. That encompasses Knoxville Fire Protection District.
Yeah, and when you're talking about territory, do you know off the top of your head? Are we really ranging miles?
And I don't know off the top of my head.
I mean, I've been to all three places.
Yeah, and you know, the thinking that the ambulance will be responding from Galesburg too.
Yeah.
You know, when you get out towards, you know, Appleton, Gilson, mm-hmm. you know, you could, if you're at the further edge of the district,
right.
you have a longer response time. So that's the ultimate goal for the first responders.
Yeah. What does the state require in terms of EMS services or firefighters who might be first responders? They, in with regard to training or what they'd have to have?
Well, this is a national curriculum that sets this training of 48. It used to be 48 hours, and here in the last year or so, they have upped it, which seems to be the ongoing thing. Mm-hmm. Everything is increased. And then once you're certified, you go through the class, you'll get certified, and then you have to have continuing education during your recertification period, which is every 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what the state here requires.
Correct.
For GHAS, are there different – you're not going to be going out of state probably to respond to anything unless it was a massive, you know – some disaster, perhaps, that would send you across the Mississippi, let's say. But do the states vary in their requirements, or is it pretty uniform? And I'm thinking there's a difference.
We are in Illinois, so there's not a whole lot uniform about that.
Mm.
No, the states are pretty different. There's a national accreditation body that a lot of states are going to. I believe last I knew there was two states that did not, and of course we are one of them. So what they're trying to do is standardize the emergency care throughout the country.
Yeah.
So you have a training on, on the West Coast, it's the same as on the East Coast or Florida or what have you.
Do you see that as a good thing, Mike?
Yeah, it's a very good thing. It can be a very good thing.
The uniformity of it.
Yes.
So an EMS licensed here, would they have to be licensed in Missouri would they have to recertify then? Or, in other words, if you moved away after this certification?
A lot of it depends on some states accept what they call reciprocity.
Okay.
But if you have this national certification, it's supposed to be able to take you state to state.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing is you still have to have a state license. So if somebody comes into Illinois with a national registry card, they still will have to apply for a state license.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so making it uniform would probably serve a purpose, wouldn't it?
Yes, and it is quite complicated right now.
Mm-hmm. It's 5:24. We're talking with Mike Howard, Director of Operations for the Galesburg Hospital Ambulance Service. We're going to pause, take a break. We'll tell you, though, if you're interested, how to get in touch about these EMS classes.
WGIL, the Galesburg Chamber of Commerce, and the Register Mail invite you to tune in for the Galesburg City Council Candidate Forum tonight at 7 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
It's 5:27. We've been talking with Mike Howard, Director of Operations for the Galesburg Hospital Ambulance Service and the Knoxville Fire Protection District, looking to perhaps add EMS services. And that requires training, of course, and it'll require equipment as well. Being a volunteer fire department and district, you know, how do you supply the funding in that? I know there's a lot of breakfasts and suppers, but that can't be the end all to that, Mike.
Well, I always, one of my mantras I always say is there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of goes the same way with funding. Funding is always tight, no matter where you're at. And I think it's, shopping around, being frugal as you can, and still getting, you know, what you need. Right now we have the funds to get it started. So
great.
That's
a plus.
So where we're going.
Mm-hmm. If someone is interested, do they have to be of a certain age? As you mentioned earlier, they'll be part of the department. They're going to have to make an investment of time in the training, obviously. So
yes, the time is always the hardest part to get out of people because it's the most precious to everyone. There is a time commitment. Like I said, the class itself is 48 hours. Then you have a commitment of actually responding to calls, the commitment for continuing education. So it's not a small commitment by any means.
Yeah, you have to think about this for a while and know what you're doing.
Correct.
Or know what you want to do. Who do they contact? Where? What's the best way to get in touch about this?
The best way, if you're interested in, even if it's just to get some more information, ask some questions, would be calling the Knoxville Fire Station at 289-2020. It may not be anybody there, but you can leave your name, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can and try to answer any questions, or hopefully, you know, maybe get some more volunteers.
Yeah, 289-2020.
289-2020.
And leave a message.
Yes.
All right. Sounds good. And hopefully, how soon would this start if you get some response here in the next couple of weeks?
Our plan right now is to start the first class on March 30th. So it's coming up.
All right. So we got a little window here.
We have a little window. However, the goal would be too, if there's more community members interested, to host another class here real soon. The class, you know, two nights a week for maybe 4 or 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So we know we can get another class in. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we're hoping.
All right. Well, good to talk to you. It's been a while since we visited with Jihas, sure. And nice to have you here, Mike. I appreciate your time commitment here tonight. And again, that number is 289-2020. If you have an interest in becoming part of the Knoxville Fire Protection District, their fire department and EMS, EMS services. Thank you very much,
good.
Mike.
Thank you very much.
We've got a look at news and weather details coming up next. Bob O'Connor has our report.